Mrinal Shah's on the line. Hello, Mrinal.
Hey.
Welcome to the Naked Scientist, calling from America. So where in America are you? It's a big country.
I'm in Troy, New York, which is upstate New York.
Well, welcome to the Naked Scientist. You've got a question for Chris?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to know if there were any natural steroids or there were only synthetic steroids, and also if there are any natural steroids, would it be possible for an athlete to get it in his daily diet, and if that would disqualify him from any sporting events?
Okay, that's a really interesting question. There are natural steroids. I mean, testosterone is a natural steroid. Obviously, men have more of that than women do. In terms of, and it's illegal to take testosterone because it's not part of your normal diet. It's difficult. You can't get it in get a diet equivalent to fail a drugs test. So it's difficult to take a steroid in your enough steroids in any normal diet to have an effect because they don't work orally. You have to inject them. So then it's obvious, if you like, that you're doing the cheating. Where it's a more grey area is in some of the metabolites the body makes from these artificial compounds, which are also illegal because the agencies say that means you've taken the metabolites. And there's a concern that if you exercise very hard and on certain diets, you might make small amounts of these metabolites naturally. So then it's a question of what level the drug company sets those at. But it's difficult to take a natural compound to fail a drugs test. And of course, the bodies make it that way. They don't want to fail people for that.
There you go. Does that help you with that?
Yes, it was good to know a little more because the Olympics are coming up.
Yeah, you don't know what to avoid, do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Mrinal. Good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Chris.
Mrinal Shah in New York.